Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day. Welcome to Overcoming Fear. My name is Linda Steppenbacher, and I will be reading Day 9. My story continues. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are such a good father to us, and that when we look back on our lives, we know that you've been carrying us in the hard times, and you've always been with us. I pray that my story today will inspire people to trust you more. And we ask that you would come to speak to us, that we would be transformed today more into your likeness. And in your name I pray, amen. Here is a scripture for you today. Jeremiah 17:7-8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Now that we know a little more about trust, let me set the scene in our story for you. After the brain tumor was discovered, things went downhill quickly. My husband was suffering from hydrocephaly, which is swelling of the brain due to a buildup of spinal fluid within it. The tumor had grown right next to the brainstem and completely blocked off the aqueduct, which is the canal through which the spinal fluid flows out of the brain and down into the spinal cord. Because of this, the ventricles, which are empty cavities in your brain that contain the spinal fluid and through which it circulates, were becoming enlarged, causing all sorts of problems. This was a dangerous situation, and he was immediately scheduled for emergency surgery to relieve the pressure in his brain. All of a sudden, he had trouble thinking well. He was losing his balance and even passed out and fell. His headaches had intensified, and he was no longer allowed to work or drive. Within a week of discovering the tumor, my husband was in surgery. They did a third ventriculostomy on him, which meant they made a hole in the membrane to another ventricle so that the spinal fluid could circulate and reabsorb through another path, relieving the pressure in his brain. This was successful, but they could not get to the tumor itself. They couldn't even catch a glimpse of it. It was so deep inside of his brain. Over the next month, the news continued to worsen as the doctors conferred with other experts and made their guesses as to the type of tumor this was and what to do about it. We had a scan scheduled exactly 1 month after the initial discovery of the tumor on April 4th. One day before that, April 3rd, we went in for a consultation with the brain surgeon. This was the most terrifying meeting I had ever had in my life. The most aggressive types of brain cancers and limited life expectancies were discussed. The doctor presented our options. High-risk surgery that would almost certainly leave my husband with permanent brain damage or no surgery, and a resulting maximum 1 year life expectancy. I admit that fear got the best of me that day. I was shaking like a leaf. Everything depended on the next day's scan. These were incredibly high stakes. The next day, we sat down with our doctor to look over the results after the scan. Improbably, miraculously, without any human explanation, the tumor had shrunk from every direction, not completely, but just enough that it was undeniable. This changed everything. The doctors agreed to just watch the tumor with frequent scans. Within a day, we went from the worst news to an 11th-hour reprieve. Over the next 10 months, the doctors continued monitoring the tumor with frequent scans. Every scan revealed that the tumor was quiet, and in fact, each scan seemed to improve until January of the next year. But I'm going to save that part of the story for later. For the rest of the study, I want to talk to you about the lessons I learned during that time before and after the reprieve. Here's our prayer for today. Father, thank you for your words that show me how important it is to trust you, and thank you that your words also show me how to trust. I pray that as I study trust, your Holy Spirit will guide me to trust you more completely and deeply, and that he will guide me into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, moms. Are you ready to step into something really amazing? It's time to say hello to the Radiant Mom Sisterhood. This isn't just a group. It's a movement of moms who are embracing their God-given calling and lighting up their homes, communities, and the entire world. Imagine a place where you're inspired to dream big, live boldly, and grow closer to Jesus every single day. In the Radiant Mom Sisterhood community, you'll find life-changing ideas to bring joy into your motherhood journey, encouraging women who cheer you on like the best hype squad ever, fun activities, fresh perspectives, and faith-filled inspiration to energize your heart. Whether you're looking to deepen your faith, find your tribe, or just have some fun, this is your moment. Together, we're building something vibrant and lasting, a community of radiant moms who are here to shine. So what are you waiting for? Jump into the Radiant Mom Sisterhood today and discover what it feels like to truly come alive. Find us at IamARadiantMom.com and let's light up the world together. So join us today at IamARadiantMom.com. We can't wait to see you there.